This is St. Louis Public Radio. A St. Louis dance group will bring the rich traditions of Colombia to the Festival of Nations in Tower Grove Park this weekend. Carmen Dentz, a retired radiology professor, founded Grupo Atlantico more than two decades ago. As St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports, Dance's choreography includes a mix of movements all rooted in her Colombian heritage.
Carmen Dance's home in Crepe Coeur is filled with Colombian dolls and masks, her sister's paintings, and family photographs.
This is me already wearing a costume when I was about 6 years old or so.
Dance grew up dancing to the traditional Colombian sounds of cumbia, gaitas, and poros before coming to the United States for graduate school. She founded Grupo Atlantico to preserve and continue her heritage.
Then here, face the public and separate.
Twice a month, dancers and drummers pour into her basement for rehearsal, filling it with music and fellowship.
Hi,
the group performs at least once a month at schools and festivals, usually with fewer than a dozen dancers. But Dance has enough bright, colorful costumes stored in her home to outfit many more.
Seven clothes full like this one. If you do a simple math, will get you close to almost 300 to 400.
Dance designed and sewed almost all of them herself. The costumes and dances largely reflect a trio of legacies woven seamlessly into Colombian culture, indigenous, Spanish, and African. But everyone is welcome, and Dance seeks inspiration from all nationalities.
And it's amazing when you look carefully at those traditional arts which are different from yours. Then you say, my God, but we have something very similar. And we call it so-and-so, and we move this way, and you move this way. And at the end, again, we see the commonality.
Grupo Atlantico dancer Alperna Kalyanaraman is of Indian heritage. For her, the group feels like a family.
Like with my kid, who's three now, but like from the beginning, like she's welcomed her into all the rehearsals, and she jumps in and she's doing a little bit of dance with us, so she's under my skirt and holding my leg, and that's no problem because it's just all part of it.
Singer and dancer Tahira Marie rehearses a song about water that has both Spanish and West African roots.
It's electrifying. it feels like I come alive. I really enjoy combining our energies.
The group's three drummers are an essential part of that collaboration. St. Louisan Michael Nelson, known as Baba Mike in local music circles, says he and founder Dance share a passion for blurring the differences among people.
Even if it's subliminal, they understand that, wow, okay, we all like alike. And that's kind of a mission that we both are on.
Grupo Atlantico will perform Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Festival of Nations. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.